So we're going to do a few things just to kind of get us all in place. And there's, with every ritual, it's like there's all of this prep, and then it really doesn't take all that long, right? So, but the prep is as important as the ritual. So before we do, I want to ask you which of these bells you like better. There's this one. My facial expression gave away something. You like the second one better? No, not the second one. It depends on the mallet too. Try this. Nope. Lori, it may be, okay. So that's one. Let's make that one now. Okay. Cause I'm going to use the mallet. That's where it's supposed to sound. And then here's two. One, two. So one, two. You either one. Okay. So this one is better for most people with the mallet. Yeah. Okay. And you can hear it. You can hear it. It doesn't just suddenly drop. It kind of just fades. Okay. All right. Good to know. All right. So we've got that there. All righty. So what we're going to want is for you to be standing, and you're going to want to take a shawl or something to, oh, Steve's going to join us now. I think it's, I just got text. Hang on. I don't think it's a good idea to join at this point. Oh, shoot. Okay. Hang on. I'm going to let him come in, but he can't talk. Okay. He's going to have to just join. Okay. We are starting the ritual now. Period. So either join now or watch the recording. Period. All right. Okay. Decisions. So let's get back to us. So you're going to want, and I know you think you're all alone in the room. It isn't going to matter. And I know, like Laura, when we did it with Laura, they used stuffed animals, right? I had you bring all your stuffed animals from your kids as the things that were attached to them, right? But even if you're alone in the room, there's something about having something so that you're shielded from the light and you have a sense that it's just you in here makes a difference. So if it's possible for you to stand and Kathleen, and have it so that, I mean, you can still breathe, but you feel like you're inside. It's just you. It's just you. Just that. So what we want to do is find a place to stand. I don't need to see you, but you need to be able to hear me. Okay. And there we go. And what we want to know is that everybody, we know where north, south, east, and west is. Okay. So Laura, you got your north, south, east, west. That's north or that's east. Where's your east? Okay. All right. Great. And then, do you have a shawl? Perfect. Okay. So let me make sure. So Lisa, I don't see you in the frame. So I'm assuming you've got a shawl and you know you're north, east, southwest. Kathleen, you're good. North, east, southwest. Where's your east? Facing the camera. Okay. All right. Kelsey, how about you, my dear? You got it? Okay. Agnieszka?
I'm sorry I spaced out. Which direction are we facing now?
We're going to start facing east. But I just wanted to make sure you knew which direction was which, where you are. Okay. And April, you've got it, right? You got your shawl. All right. So, wow, looks like you guys are ready. So, let's just take a moment to stand. And in that, and Ramon, did you have a way to find your north, south, east, west? You've got those?
Yes, I did. Yep.
And you've got a thing?
I'm going to use a shirt to just cover it.
That works. Absolutely. Yep. That works. Okay. All right, loves. Then let's stand. And if you've done yoga, you know of the pose Tadasana, which means mountain pose. And so basically what it simply means is you want your feet slightly apart so you feel like you're balanced, you're stable. You can feel your feet on the floor. You can feel the weight of your body in those feet. And you can feel your shoulders soft, your arms soft, arms are down at your side. And let's take a moment to just roll the shoulders back so that the heart center physically opens. We want to stay physically soft, physically receptive. And at this point, it's probably good to put the shawl over your head. And just create a sense. Do it with the intention of creating a sense of sacred space. Sacred space where you're safe. Where you're protected. And do whatever it is that helps you to feel safe, stable, protected. And as we, just making sure everybody's, okay, Steve, I see you've joined in. I don't see you, so I'm going to just assume you're either standing with a shawl and ready, or you're going to participate in it later. But let's begin by just listening to the sound of the bell. Feeling your feet on the floor, shoulders back, heart open. And let's begin by asking, O Great Spirit, saints and sages of all religions, all places, all times, and especially to your Ishta Devata, we ask your help in recognizing and neutralizing the judgments, the hurts, the anger, the shame, the resentments and guilt within our own minds. Say it to yourself, within my own mind. May I become willing to release these obstacles, these burdens. And affirm if you can, I am willing to become spiritually mature and to develop the compassion and understanding that will allow me to forgive others and to forgive myself so that I may be free to experience the wonder the joy and the fullness of life. And so in your own way now, take a moment to really feel a sincere willingness to let these go. And a willingness to be open and receptive to whatever comes up. Whatever comes up. And hopefully your journal or something to write with is nearby. And if it's not, don't worry. When we finish the first round, you can mindfully go get it. I forgot to remind you of that. But with each of you facing east, whisper out loud to yourself or say in a soft voice, to all those whom I have hurt, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, in thought, in word, and in deed, I am sorry. I ask your forgiveness. May the hurts be healed. May the karma be complete. And just notice, just wait. There may be nothing right away, but just wait, just notice. Don't discount anything. And now turning to the north, so turning to your to your left, excuse me, turning to your left, facing north. Once again, as sincerely as you can, repeat after me, to all those whom I have hurt, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, in thought, in word, or in deed, I am sorry. I ask your forgiveness. May the hurts be healed. May the karma be complete. And now turning left again, towards the left, facing west, as sincerely as you can, to all those I may have hurt, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, in thought, in word, or in deeds, I am sorry. I ask your forgiveness. May the hurts be healed. May the karma be complete. And then once again, turning towards the left, facing south. Feel the ground beneath your feet. Gently roll the shoulders. Make sure the heart is open and soft. Soften any tightness with your breath. Tightness in the belly, tightness in the chest, tightness in the throat. And repeat once again. To all those I may have hurt, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, in thought, in word, or in deeds, I am sorry. I ask your forgiveness. May the hurts be healed. May the karma be complete. And now turn to your left once more, facing the east. And take a moment to simply reflect and be with whatever has come for just a few moments. And now take a few moments to write in your journal. Jot down what has come up, what has arisen. And if you can remain facing east as you write, that's lovely. If not, if it's not possible, then do what's most comfortable. And then go ahead and just finish writing in your journal. Just come to some kind of jot a few more notes if you need to. We can come back to this later. And then come back to your standing facing east. And feel your feet solid, grounded, supported. Take a nice, gentle three-part inhale. As you exhale, soften from your crown down through your body all the way to your toes. And once again, as you inhale, gently roll the shoulders back, open that heart center. And as you exhale, once more, soften into the support and the stability of this moment right here, right now. And remind yourself, you are safe. You are protected. And then facing east, gently repeat after me, repeat out loud, to all those who have hurt me, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, in thought, in word, or in deeds, I forgive you. I release you. Let the hurts be healed. Let the karma be complete. And now turning to your left, facing north, as sincerely as you can, to all those who have hurt me, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, in thought, in word, or in deeds, I forgive you. I release you. May the hurts be healed. May the karma be complete. And then once again, turning towards the left, facing west, to to all those who have hurt me, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, in thought, in word, or in deed. I forgive you. I release you. Let the hurts be healed. Let the karma be complete. And once more, turning towards the left, facing south. To all those who have hurt me, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, in thought, in word, or indeed, I forgive you, I release you, may the hurt be healed, may the karma be complete. And turning towards your left, facing east once again, take a moment to stand here, reflecting on what came up, and then take some time to write in your journal and make notes for what has arisen, what has come up. And as you write in your journal, take a moment now. If there's anything that came up that can allow you to rewrite the story, to rewrite your telling of the story, jot down what comes to you. What are the insights that can help you from here forward, facing east, a new beginning, a new beginning, a new beginning, freed to tell the story in a new way. And now gently just put down your pen or your pencil. Know that you can come back to this later. And right now, just find a comfortable seat, or if you'd like to continue to stand to the east, that's great. But we'll close the ritual by, in your own way, send a blessing to the people, the situations that have come up as we did our ritual this morning. Send a blessing to the people who have hurt you, to those you have hurt. And just notice what comes up as you send the blessing. And then let's close with a blessing for yourselves. Bringing your right hand to the heart and your left hand on top. And just repeat after me in your own heart. I'm going to say the words, but you translate, have the feeling in your heart. that captures that sentiment. May I be free. May I find the courage and the wisdom to release and to allow a new, bigger reality to unfold in front of me as I begin again. May I have the courage to see things in a new way. May I learn to love myself, care for myself, and let myself off the hook so that I can be my best friend, my best support. And from that knowing, from that understanding, may I be an even greater blessing to others. And take a moment, each of you now, to offer your own closing blessing in your own words, what is important for you to capture in this moment. And then collectively, let's hold the thought, may I be at peace? May I bring that peace to the people whose lives I touch? May I be free? Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. And with that, take a moment to settle. Come back to your screens. Welcome, Steve. Glad you made it for the ritual. Glad you made it. You know, yeah. So it will be good to go back and listen to the first part because we did a lot of prep and it was really deep. It was really rich.
I plan on watching the whole thing. So
what I'll do is I'll go ahead and send you the link so you can watch it maybe even after this if you have time. Today while it's so fresh, and then Darcy won't post it till tomorrow. So.
Okay.
Okay. So let's kind of process a little bit here, if you want to, as you want to. And then we'll close with a little meditation to just lighten it up so you can leave feeling lighter. This was, from where I was sitting here, it was a very intense, at least for some of you, you know, I never know if it's everybody but what I have found is that it's really, 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 oh my God, the word that's coming is therapeutic, but it's, it's, there's something really valuable about just sharing something about the experience afterwards. So is there anybody who's in a space where they feel willing to share something? Kelsey, yeah.
Ooh, I'm actually feeling really light right now.
Okay.
And I had two big messages come through. And the first one was at the very beginning, and it was a direct response to the question before the break that I came up with. And it was the truth you reminded us of again and again at the retreat and afterwards of compassion is one of those boundless, limitless qualities. And so the message was, don't be afraid of sharing that compassion because there's plenty for you too. You can hold yourself in that. And I needed to hear that before I could really step into the ritual, I think. The follow-up message at the end, I said, I can let things go because I know that other people's reactions and responses don't mean anything about my inherent worthiness of love. Rather, they are a reflection of that person's inner life and world. Thank you for this.
You got it. Yeah. How does it feel right now?
I'm like vibrating. I feel really energized and a part of life.
And this is what happens. Like you hear it intellectually, you know it, it makes sense. And then the moment where it's like yours, it's a whole nother thing, right? Yeah. It's called insight. Insight. Thank you, Kelsey. Thank you. Anishka.
So I noticed a very big difference in how I felt emotionally and even physically in first asking others for forgiveness and then even saying that. So I had a lot of emotions coming up when I was asking others for forgiveness. And it's interesting that I had also some realization, like I'm surprised, like my father came up and I'm glad because I see something that I did not see before, how I can, I don't know, what did I write? I want to make him feel that he's heard because the realization came up that I think I know better. And maybe I don't want to always listen to what he says to say because I know it's an old story and I don't want to live by that story. And so that I'm grateful for that. But there was throughout was a lot of emotions asking for forgiveness. And the second round, also my first husband whom I left came up, and it was interesting because there were no emotions, just a deep need of me to tell him how sorry I am and that I know now how much pain I have caused him. And so this first part was more emotional. And then the second part, the moment I stood, I felt like my stance was so strong. And I was like, my heart was open. I it seems, well, again, it might be an illusion that it's easier to forgive others than myself. I felt strong, and I was, for some reason, I was exhaling very strongly, like really wanted to let that go. I felt like this weight that is not mine is that I kind of made it mine, but it's not. So there were definitely no strong emotions at all. Just a really, really strong craving of letting it all go. And interestingly, in the last one, my mom came up that I love dearly, but I, for some reason, I remembered how here and there she said, you know, I'm so sorry for any mistakes I made as I was raising you. I mean, she said it years ago, and I just wanted her to, you know that there is nothing. So that was, I don't know, kind of, it felt good, that second part. Yeah. I did felt some resistance in blessing my friend. And I feel a little, I don't feel great about it, but I'm okay with that.
Good. Yeah. We just notice it. It's not, it's just notice, right? And if you can work on, I don't feel good about it, I don't feel okay about it, work on that, the rest will fall into place.
Okay. Thank you.
Because it's just what it is. That's the equanimity we're looking for, to be able to look at that resistance, go, oh, I still got a little resistance. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not going to last forever.
Yeah.
Right. You'll get there eventually. Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you all.
Thank you, Anushka. Wow.
I'll just share a little bit. I thought it was interesting on the first round. I wasn't expecting some very concrete things to show up. Like they just appeared like in pictures. And my old self would have been defensive and said, well, this is, I did these things because of this. And I didn't have that. They just appeared, and I thought, wow, okay. And I allowed myself to just feel those things, feel the sensations that came up with them. And then it was almost like, it was like it gave me the courage. So this, it's in a strange way to welcome whatever else would come when if anything would come, it was like, okay, I'm going to be open to. And so a couple things did come up, and I didn't have a sense of dread. It was just acceptance of what appeared. And I didn't feel bad. It just felt a softening and just real acceptance. But the second one, I felt so much resistance to the second round. And I thought it was really fascinating that as I turned, the resistance changed to a physical sensation. Like my body, I didn't want resistance. And so it was like my body was responding to that. It seemed like by the time I got to the West, I was hot and my body was just uncomfortable, and it was very physical. And so I got to the south and all of a sudden it was like I just kept saying, let's stay open. And there were people standing like out from me. They weren't close by. They were just people in my life that, you know, have caused harm, and they weren't like bad. They were just standing out there, and there was a distance, and it felt like they were getting farther and farther away. Like, it's hard to describe it, but there was a, they just showed up just enough, like just enough out there to say, this is here, here's my voice, here's my face. And then by the time I got back to the east, it was like a, what I write down, it was like they, I felt like this, a completeness that said they can still be out there, but they're not attached to me. They're still there and they're just existing. They're just there. And there wasn't a physical attachment or emotional attachment to them. And it felt just whole. It was just, I'm not really sure yet how to describe it, but it's very interesting experience. So thank you.
Thank you, April. Thank you.
I'll go. I am on the first round. I feel like I came to a deeper understanding of forgiving I had more of this epiphany of forgiving myself on a deeper level, than, you know, the whole statement the epiphany was too, that I was also doing the best I could do with what I had at the time. You know, the same grace that I'm giving everybody else, I need to start giving to myself. And I don't think I'd given that to myself yet on that. I've given myself some forgiveness, but not really to that level, if that makes sense. And so on the second round, and so like different people, situations, things popped up. I didn't write them all down, but you know, all throughout my life. And then on the second round, I felt like all those little tiny cords detaching. Every time I turned, more cords detached, more cords, more cords, more cords. And by the time we turned back around, I feel lighter. So apparently I was holding on to more cords. Like I said, I knew something would come up, but it has to do with forgiving myself at a much deeper level. You know, I feel like I've done that. For most others, at least. So anyway, I feel better. I feel better. And then you asked about the story, and I just trying to rewrite a story was like, I can't do it because again, of what I'm realizing. And, but, what did I write? But the things I have guilt over, oh, so there's still stuff that I have some guilt over. Again, that I've been holding myself in judgment for is what came up, right? I've been still judging myself. And what came up is using the tools that how I've forgiven other people to do that for myself on a deeper level. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathleen.
So I don't think I had any big insight like most of you guys are saying, but I guess the first part of it, I was a bit just confused of why we were asking others to forgive us. And then I came to the realization, well, maybe I just don't know when I'm hurting people. So, you know, or when I'm doing things that I, you know, that I think aren't okay. And I've had that come up in my life before where I've done certain things and I've, you know, and I thought I was doing something one way and it actually looks totally different. It was totally different. The intention might have been one thing, but it obviously came off another way. So I realized that I need to recognize that's an insight that I should recognize that more and look into that. So, and that not feeling anything at that point kind of made me realize, well, you gotta pay more attention to that. Cause there are times when I've been told, you know, well, that didn't come off right. And I've noticed after the fact, like maybe a week later, like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. I must've felt this way to this person and I totally didn't even read that. So. That was number one. Number two is the forgiving others. I've done a lot of work around this. I haven't done any ritual work, but you know, like my dad and stuff, when you guys were talking about yesterday, like I have gone through the point where I'm saying, wow, you know, this is the way this person grew up. So obviously he doesn't think that what he did was anything wrong because to him, he paid the rent. He fed us. He did his job. That's what he thinks. So. I've done some of that work already, kind of in forgiving him. I just, you know, the part is I don't want any part. I don't want a lot of, I don't want him in my life. I don't want him to be part of it that much. So I really kind of, I limit my conversations and things like that. And, but I guess the piece that I'm struggling with all this is like, I don't want him in my life, but and you guys mentioned this, like these are snakes, you know, I don't want to call him a snake, but these are like, you look at it that way, but I hate the fact that I still can't be around that. You know, I can't, I hate the fact that I'm still not strong enough to be like, oh, I, you know, this person has this influence over me and I still can't be around that. And that does bother me. And I don't know if that's something I need, how I let that go. I don't know how that works out. I don't know how that ends up in the end, but, the other part that I'm working on is when you forgive, perfect example. I was driving to Michigan a couple of weeks ago and traffic is crazy in Chicago. We're trying to get out and I try to get into the left lane because I have to make a left turn to get onto Lakeshore Drive. And this guy, not only doesn't let me in, but then he, you know, as he passes me, he sticks his middle finger out. I immediately go to my, hey, you know, this is, I'm okay with this. You know, this is equanimity. I'm fine. You're cool. But in my other sense, I'm like, man, I hope you get into an accident. So then you realize what an asshole you were, you know? But I don't want to feel that way. And I guess that's where I see that, that opportunity for growth, right? If I can just let that go, if I can just say, you're good, man. Go ahead. Congrats. You know, happy for you. Bless you. Move on. And then kind of just let that go. Stop it there. I think that's what I'm working towards. So, I mean, not too much, I guess, on the ritual itself, but more of the insights that I got from, I guess, post-ritual and some of the things I started thinking about.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm happy to share, but really nothing came up. So when nothing came up, it was like, damn. So then I was like, well, let me see what came up last time we did this. And it was like a coworker, so then I went through I basically spent the rest of the time going through an inventory and it almost turned into like a gratitude. I was like, I'm so glad my neighbors don't care that I don't have a green thumb. Like I'm so glad that the guy came and fixed the water heater this week and he didn't charge me. I don't know why. Like I'm so glad that my coworkers can like swoop in and just help, you know? So it kind of like everything fell into like, they are who they are or like, gosh, they're so nice. And then I was like, this isn't working at all. Like what, what did I do wrong? You know, but not really. I mean, I don't know why nothing came up. So. besides that maybe if something did come up, I'm not ready to deal with it.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Laura. We'll talk about that once everybody's shared, but thank you for you and Rome. Just be so authentic and real. This is just as important as what Kelsey and Agnieszka and, you know, April and Kathleen experienced. It is. So thank you. Thank you. We'll talk about it, but let's let Steve and Lisa go first.
Okay, well, I'm pretty tired. I've been pretty much of a puddle today. So, I thought it was interesting that when I made notes and then I just sort of like named for me the people that came up in terms of, people past hurts, that it was overwhelmingly male. I was like, oh, I just made a list of the four most influential males in my life. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And then the piece, that was, you know, the most tender to me was, I did see Ron. I did see him and he was smiling. He was smiling. And that's what I wrote down. You were smiling. You were smiling. And, you know, all the images at the end and were not pretty. So to have, allow and accept to see him at a distance. With that, just a relaxed smile. I'm going to hang on to that. So.
Thank you, Lisa. Oh, I feel like I've been on this journey with her for all these years. So it is, that's big. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Steve, were you able to do the ritual with us? Do you want to just me share what it was like to come in with no prep and just do it? Or,
I mean, I'll say that I'm glad I made it in, and I certainly was able to participate in it. I'll want to redo it for sure. You know, there's undoubtedly a number of forgiveness. There's forgiveness on both sides for sure. So again, I think it's going to be beneficial to revisit it for sure. So nothing like, I just wasn't engaged enough for anything like truly earth shattering or like highly consequential to talk about right now. However, like I say, the forgiveness, all of the forgiveness stuff certainly made complete sense in terms of the purpose of the ritual and all that kind of stuff. And you know, honestly, unrelated, one of the things that's just kind of come up with me recently is, which I couldn't help kind of thinking about is that, I mean, it may be that for me, I'm just not supposed to make any changes at all right now, just for right now in my life. And I don't know if that has anything to do with, but somehow that came up. And I realized that that's completely unrelated to this, and I'm not trying to throw the ritual off course.
Well, here's what I would, this kind of segues into what I was going to lead with at this point, which is that Khalil Gibran, who some of you may know, he wrote the book, The Prophet. And in one of the sections, I think it's on love, but it could be another one, but he says, if you think you would direct the course of love, as in the direction of love, the path of love. And he doesn't say it this way, but it's but since we're not reading the whole thing, I'm going to paraphrase. If you think you would direct the course of love, think again. Love is directing your course. And on some level, this home we're going to, this self we are finding, on some level, it's truly all love. And not love in this romantic, but the feeling of being that deeply connected, of being home, is a love that is one of those boundless states we're talking about. Compassion, love, equanimity, and joy. And so what I want to just really encourage you to do is to trust that it's not you. You don't need to figure this out. It's not about it making sense. It's not about any of that. It's not about doing it wrong. It's about that a year ago, 9 months ago, you decided to take this program. Because there's something here for you that's bringing you closer to that experience of love. Like if I was going to boil it down to one word at the underneath it all, the Hong Sa, all of that, right? And so when you started this program back then, this is what's on tap. Your deeper knowing knew all of this. So you don't have to force anything. You don't have to direct anything. And I highly recommend don't try and control everything or anything. But this was part of the program before you, back when your heart said, hey, I think I want to do that. It knew that at this full moon, we would be starting this ritual and that I was going to ask you to do it for 2 weeks. So Steve, what I'm asking everybody to do is for the next 2 weeks, do this once a day. And when you do it, you don't have to take that long. You can literally do face east, face the directions for at least the first three times. So you embed it in the three levels of your being, your physical body, your subtle body, your causal body. Okay. And if you don't want to do it in front of your spouse, I understand, or your kids. You know, just close the door to the bathroom and lock it like Ramon locked the door where he is. And just, it doesn't take that long. You don't have to spend 20 minutes doing it. The thing is to just do it. Face each direction and say, to all those whom I have hurt, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, in thought, in word, or in deed, which is why you want to memorize it, I ask your forgiveness. Please forgive me. May the hurts be healed. May the karma be complete. Now, there's a lot. I mean, what were the wisdom in those words, right? But you just rest there. Just rest there and let, you don't even have to analyze it. The depth of what you're saying with those words filters in. Just rest for a few seconds and turn. To the north, turn to the west. What you're doing is you're priming. You're priming. You're saying, I'm willing to find out what is holding me back. What is holding me to these patterns of reactivity, to the patterns of response? I guarantee Lisa, going forward, there's been a response I could almost count on from Lisa when certain things would happen because of the stuff with Ron. Right, Lisa? I mean, and to see this today, it's like the time was right. And those responses are going to change now. It's not going to be the same moving forward. And so all I can say is encourage you to, as Laura said, showed up and it became a gratitude fest. How lovely is that? There's no right. There's no wrong. And my Capricorn saying, I'm not sure I was doing it right. I want, you know, it's like you were. And the beauty of it is that you saw that and you went with it. So I'm going to encourage you, let go of the thought, I did something. No, there's no, I did something wrong. It's just, it comes when it's ready. Show up for the experience that comes. This is what I mean by it's a gentle technique. It's a gentle technique. And just be open. So Steve, it's not about, I'm not going to change anything. It's like, you're letting go. This isn't about change. It's about letting go. And it's, everything in you is ready for this. If you just 2 weeks, ritual forgiveness. If you're a real, some of you are late night people, do it at night when it's really quiet and dark. Or early, early morning when it's quiet and dark. Just let it unfold. I guarantee you it's bringing you to love. Love is directing your course. It's not you. It's love. It's love. It's the love of the universe for you. It's the love of life for you. It's the love of your deeper self for you. Wants this for you. Wants this freedom. Wants this release. It knows you want to stop some of these patterns. And if you're looking for a logical connection between the thought, I hope you get an accident and realize what an asshole you are, right? You're how endangered. I mean, I have those thoughts all the time. I'm driving along, habit thoughts, right? And then as they come in, because I used to be that person, motorcycle, I hope you get an accident and realize how dangerous it is to be driving 100 miles an hour in traffic and weaving out. And now it's like, the thought comes, but the thought follows. I don't feel guilty for the thought. It's just the thought. The thought that follows is, I hope you're safe. I hope nobody's injured. And I'm so happy you're enjoying yourself. You know, I mean, we change the thought. We change the patterning. And just as I gave you this simple example with Ramon's thought, it's not a logical connection between what, let me put it this way. Don't look for a logical connection between what is coming up in the ritual and what you think you need to forgive. Trust it. What needs to be released is what's coming up. And just write it. Laura was perfect. She had a gratitude fest. How incredible. You know, Ramon got to sit with the thoughts of, okay, I've been doing this. I've forgiven my dad, but I don't want him in my life. And there's nothing wrong with, I don't want him in my life. I don't want the guy who molested me in my kid's life. I mean, right? I don't care if he's my dad's best friend. Fuck him. You know, you're not touching my kids. You're not coming anywhere near my family. Something wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Right? If there's a rabid dog on the street, you pull your kid inside or you put them on your shoulders. We don't have to prove how strong we are by going into the line of fire. Sometimes the wisdom is to go take cover. Are you following me here? So Steve, I'm going to encourage you to just, this isn't about a big change. I totally see where you're coming from with that. What I'm saying is, you signed up for this program a long time ago. There's a part of you that there is something here for you. Just don't expect, don't look. And especially those of you who are analyzers and you know who you are, This is not an analytical process. I can't stress that enough. It's not an analytical process. It's a unfolding. Okay. So well done, everybody. Well done. Well done. Are there any other, I know there might have been a few more questions. Are there a couple more questions? I think at some point we'll break down, I'll break the ritual down for you so you can maybe grasp all the levels it's working on. But not today. Not today. Let's get through the doctrine of correspondence. Let's get through some of the other stuff, and then we can come back to it when it's, when we're not working with it. And I can point those things out. How's that sound? So I still want to hear if there's any questions, but I want to say this because I don't want to run out of time for this. It's really important. Now you, even if you think nothing happened, you were in a field of psychic. I mean, this was a very deep, deep portal has been opened. So be gentle with yourself. Take some downtime. As I've said before, it's okay to just go binge on something if that's what makes you feel good. If you want to just sit and do nothing, do that like Kathleen had yesterday. At some point, and we'll talk about the symbolism behind this another time. If you have a bathtub, take a bath. If you're not, just take a shower. Let the water run over you in the bathtub. Just soak in it. You don't have to think about anything. Just soak in it. If you have Epsom salts, great. And after a little bit, when you're ready, as you unplug the drain, put your left heel over the drain. Your left heel, right here, over the drain. And you'll feel the water pulling as it does that thing. I did that so you would remember. You're going to have this vision of Karen's foot, right? And as that water drains, imagine, just allow yourself to be drained of the old hurts and rejections and resentment. And you don't have to think of them, but just that's the purpose, is to just let it all go. Now, Kathleen said she could feel the cord. Just let that water, the feel of the somaticness of that. There's actually more to the ritual. We'll talk about it later. If you're in the shower, put your left heel over the shower drain. And as you stand there, see if you can just sense the water carrying the stuff away. Okay? Okay, I've said that. That was the last piece I wanted to leave you with. Any last questions or thoughts before we go? If we were on a retreat right now, I'd put you all to bed and I would just give you cozy blankets and little hot chocolates or something right next, or hot ciders next to your bed, and your favorite music with the view of those pine trees, fir trees. And I just let you like settle for a bit. And I can't do that for you physically, but I'm going to do it for you psychically on the inner planes. And so take the rest of the day if you can and be very gentle and kind. And Ramon, I know you've got to go back to a houseful. So be gentle and kind to Kelly and the other kids. Just give it to the other people if you're surrounded. Okay. All right, loves. You're amazing. May you be blessed. May you be blessed. And may each of you be triply blessed. For you truly are an even greater blessing to others. Namaste. All right. I'll see you next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.